Good evening, truckers, and welcome to Hutton Orbital Live. I'm Rudolf Hucker.
I'm the Harry Balzac.
I'm Norma Snuckers.
I'm an obvious innuendo. Sorry, I'm Roger Ring.
And the quiet one over behind the decks is Ventura. On with this week's headlines.
LHS 340 declared naughty after Alvin gets arsey over Hill Par C.
Bugs Bug does Hutton Strakes the Boot is Clean and cures Virginis of a bad case of Thargoids.
Galactic servers driven offline by Groundhog Day virus.
Atrus 5060 is letting us know where to apply the cream.
Roger Ring's doing his best impression of someone who knows about Hutton's systems.
And Norma's leaving big impressions on everyone with the community goals.
After a week of worrying about where we will wander to next, the Hot Pit team have been put out of their misery, and the Accidental Expansion team have set up shop in a new system. Alvin's less than impressed that the button got pressed, and more than a little put out that we've ended up in a system that's already occupied. Yes, Hutton have expanded to the catchily named Hill Par C system, a lovely little high-tech hideout for the Crimson State Group. Alvin has ordered that the guilty parties, namely the Hot Pit team, open communications with this faction and let them know that we come in peace, we're not going to shoot to kill, and we will be doing our best to retreat back to LHS 340 as soon as time permits. We are hoping that the Crimson State don't see red over the episode, and will be at pains to reassure them that Cubicle 3 will be absolutely scrubbed to within an inch of dinner service shiny by the time punishment detail has finished up at the orbital. LHS 340 has had some new signs erected, complete with giant hollow projectors and made of the toughest unbelievium materials to ensure that clumsy truckers don't break them. From his new summer palace in Sol, Alvin has decreed that Bark Woof, Wag Wag, Bark Growl, and that Snarl Gurr, Head on One Side, Imperious Looking Sitting Position, Give Me a Sausage Minion, It's Time for My Walk. Which, for the uninitiated, means something we can't translate and keep our broadcast license. But in summary, don't you dare do that again.
The Hutton Anti-Xeno Wing Fighters, or Hax Wing for short, have culminated a week of work with a win. Yes, after the abortive attempt to totally protect CQ Virginis and CE Bootis from a nasty case of Thargoids, they bought their special Preparation H and liberally applied it to both systems, freeing them of uncomfortably large Thargoids and soothing the local space lanes to allow the easy and pain-free passage of large vessels once more. With the salve applied, pilots have begun their repair operations on both systems, removing as many of the population as possible from the threat of a fiery death. It has been reiterated this week that the removal of refugees leads to a requirement reduction for resources in the repairs, underlying that whilst the Thargoids set fire to anything, the majority of damage is caused by panicky populations thrashing around and everything at sight. Whilst the Thargoid menace rumbling along towards Hutton space, we would like to remind all listeners to listen out for Atrus 5060 later in this report, where he'll be giving us a right royal rundown of where, when, what, and what the F has happened this week with the warnings.
The Hot Pit team were, in a situation that's not unheard of in recent months, thrown into utter confusion this week. Once they'd worked out that they'd put their trousers on backward and that's why sitting down was a more complicated mission than normal and stopped attempting dangerous-looking and spine-cracking yoga manoeuvres, they found themselves further confused when Saturday didn't happen. Nor did Sunday. It was as if Friday was happening all over again. With elections progressing as expected and the wind bar booming across to "We've got them on the run," they were perplexed as to why influence across Hutton space was static. No, Not all black and white and dotty and hissy. More of a totally void, opalesque blank space of nothing. There were no bears or bulls. There was no waxing and waning, and definitely no high and low tides of Hutton influence swing that we're used to. There was a definite period of full stop. An anchor had been thrown overboard, and the good ship Hutton was firmly tied to the scenery and going nowhere. The Pilots Federation confirmed that the Galactic Real-Time Influence Measuring Equipment, or GRIME, had gone offline at some point after the last Thargoid Thursday was taking a little time to reboot. On rebooting, all they saw was the ominous, but well-known to Hutton, message, "Give me your trash," at which point they fed it the contents of the Galnet discussion forum and things settled down. Unfortunately, this feeding frenzy of salty posts, conversations about whether ganking and griefing were the same thing as pirating and blowing people up for funsies, whether the galactic systems were hosted in a distributed set of a few million shipboard systems or centralized in orbit around Founder's World, and of course the usual, the galaxy is dead, dire warnings on digital sandwich boards. It was decided that they'd move the Mr. Dusty virus to the forums, and they were now scheduled to be killed with fire, nuked from orbit, and treated with extreme prejudice before being brought back online. A bit like Cow's last revive with a shiny new paint job. The Pilots Federation are said to be upgrading the customer service and complaints department with a Me Too button and actively linking that system to their development headquarters. Now, as anyone who's watched the documentary Battlestar Galactica knows, there's absolutely no downside to linking all your computer critical systems together. Definitely no chance of rogue AI taking over the galaxy, and definitely no sexy androids messing with your head. Nope, nope, nope. In the meantime, the Hot Pit team are glad to report that influence rebounded, and we'll be hearing from our stunt stand-in presenter a little later with an update on what's what in Alvin's backyard.
Good evening, truckers. Atrus 5060 reporting in once again with the latest intel from Kamen Research on the Thargoids. Last week, humanity suffered greatly at the hands of the Thargoids, leading to a total of 15 attack stations and system incursions. Groups such as the AXI, Canon Lab 69, the Hive, the Hand, Operation IDA, or is that IDA? Hank's Anti-Zeno Alliance, and of course, the Hutton Truckers answered the call to help push back the Thargoids across multiple systems. We have managed to reduce the number of incursions down to 6, which in itself was no easy feat. Congratulations are in order to the truckers who participated in lifting the incursion in GQ Virginis and CE Booties. With this good news, there's always some bad news. Oh dear. LTT 911 and HIP 24046 now have multiple damage stations in each system as a result of the incursion not being lifted. Incursions, oh dear, are also still present in Vaja Deng, Camulus, Apsina and Anchor. However, these systems are not at risk for losing any more stations. Nonetheless, it is important that combat pilots try to lift these incursions as soon as possible. Non-combat pilots willing to help in the fight against the Thargoids, are asked to help evacuate civilians from burning stations in LTT 911 and HIP 24046, or assist in deliveries to begin repairing the damage caused by last week's massive assault. Those interested in doing so, please get in touch with Operation IDA or is it IDA representatives so they may track your progress. Eagle Eye is also reporting new targets this week. The Thargoids will try to attack the stations in Bad Bad Sist, sounds painful, Eskite, Sungbi, LP73432, CD-54471, and Pad Hyas. Efforts must be made to ensure that these systems do not fall into an incursion, and furthermore, that no additional stations will be damaged. Truckers, your mission this week, should you choose to accept it, will be to defend Bad Bad Cyst, Eskitty, Song B, LP734-32, CD-54471, and Pad Hyas. While lifting incursions is important, we must do our best to keep more systems from falling into such a state. Good luck out there, truckers, for the mug.
This is Roger Ring with an important report from the Hot Pit team. I've got the notes right here. First, heat 1 tablespoon of olive oil in a large, heavy-based saucepan or flame-proof dish. Tip in 3 trimmed and chopped smoked-back bacon rashers and fry until crisp. Remove and drain on kitchen paper. Second, add 12 peeled shallots to the frying pan and stir and shaking the pan often for 5 to 8 minutes until well browned all over. Remove and set aside with the bacon. Take 2 chicken legs, 4 chicken thighs, 2 boneless chicken breasts, all the skin removed and pat dry with paper. Oh, wait a sec, sorry, that's my cock of an recipe. Let me try again. We won the election in Stein 2051, not Stein 2052 as misreported earlier in the week. And we've got a boning going. Bombing? I'm sorry, bombing, I think that should be. It's supposed to be pronounced boming or bombing, no idea, we'll call it bombing from here on forward. We've got bombing. It's a nice little civilian outpost with nothing controversial about it at all. Not sure anyone will ever go there, but if you do, apparently it sells lots of titanium. We are currently winning the election in piss flaps, and for those of you listening in the censored version of this show, that's PSPFLF2. Epsilon Indy, home of the Indy Bourbon, has got mods, and possibly because too many people living there aren't washing their hands often enough. Alvin has installed alcohol gel dispensers throughout the system and lovely pictures of how to clean your paws. The advisory regarding not licking the gel is painted in flashing orange paint just in case Cecil comes by. You can get rich helping deliver more of these signs and dispensers, also known as basic medicines for some reason, and walk away with at least 1% of a void opal value for each ton sold. We expanded into Hill Parsee. Do not go there. It does not exist. Any Hutton pilot found in the system will be keel-hauled on the specially adjusted radar body kit fitted ASP. It will leave a mark, so we don't recommend testing it out. Put your fingers in your ear, go la 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 if anyone mentions Hill Parsee to you. Our LP collection is a little high. Someone moved it to the top of the shelf and gave it onion head. It needs to come down. So, you can either read it historical documents about Brexit, the collected work of Donald Trump speeches, or, of course, work against Hutton in those systems. On the other hand, Wise0855, Wolf359 and Barnard Star need a little pick-me-up, so do the opposite of the last instructions. Yes, work for Hutton. As mentioned by Atris56C earlier, we've got Thard knocking on our back door, and we don't all like that, and we don't want to let him in. LP73432 is only 13 and a little bit light years from Trepin, 26.75 from Alpha Centauri, Phaedius approximately 45 light years from LP53281 at the other end of Hutton space, so combat pilots are asked to dive to LP734 and put the brakes on the Tharg space highway before he bulldozes something we care about. Over in Colonia, we want to win the election in Tyr, we want to bring another faction down close to our influence, so you can help us hurt them if you want. Them being the simple elite corps. Now over to the lady that was single, Norma Sass, when I was last on the show, but she appears to have become part of a pair of snockers since then. Norma Snockers.
Technology company Macrosphere is developing a specialised scanning device to detect illicit interference with personal robots and are requesting various commodities, as well as mined jewels, to be delivered to Grandin Terminal in the DS Leonis system. More details later.